You may need to send me to somebody else. I don't know. Mm-hmm. What I'm trying to do is look for similar type people to the ones who were interviewed before.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm.
And they interviewed two ladies here in Camden, one a white lady and one a black lady. Mm-hmm. And of course, people didn't have as much education back then as they have now. But I believe that black lady they interviewed only had a grammar school education.
Do you know what her name was?
No, they're all anonymous. We just have them by numbers. Mm-hmm. And the questions have to do with local terms and expressions for things, like the local speech and dialect and so forth.
I think you have come to the wrong place.
So, when you said you had been a school teacher.
But wait a minute, let me tell you something else. I can start by... This is a picture of my father.
He had a car.
He was the first black doctor in Camden, and he bought that automobile in 1909. And there were 20 other white folk that owned automobiles when he bought his. My father came to Camden in 1904.
Mm-hmm.
After he had finished college at Allen University and medicine at Leonard Medical College in Raleigh.
Mm-hmm.
My mother was from North Carolina, and she met my father at Shaw University. So when they came, they both were college graduates.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as speech around home, it's kind of like the way I'm talking now.
That's right.
Like my mother would say, dot your I's, cross your T's, and leave a hole in the middle of your E's.
Everything had to be just...
Just perfect. So much so that we always had breakfast at 7. Lunch or dinner, whatever you want to call it, at 1, and supper at 6. And I vowed by all the holy angels, when I got grown, I would never eat the same time of day every day. You know, it's strange how children build up little rebellions.
Mm-hmm.
And it stays with them.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't tell my mother that, but I was an American funeral director, and his hours were always uncertain, so I could really keep up with what I had promised myself. Hello, here's funeral home. We don't have any persons around, to my knowledge, who farm for a living.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has gone to the factories because the time we live in, you need a check every week or every 2 weeks or at least every month.
Mm-hmm.
And there is no family that can live on what you harvest in the fall.
Mm-hmm.